going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, it would seem that there's a lot more articles out there about women who are quote unquote quiet quitting or giving up on dating. Oh, ladies, once again, psychological warfare. Gentlemen, this is nothing more than more attempts at reverse psychology. That's it. Oh, we're going to give up dating. Who fucking cares? Honestly, who really is going to miss any American woman or Americanized foreign woman? Because, yeah, they get the smoke too. Who decides, oh, I'm going to give up on dating. No one cares. It is another desperate cry for attention. However, I want to go into this article that was published on the 24th of September. Why more women are quiet quitting dating, and there's nothing we can do about it. Wrong. There is something that we as men can do about it. It's called celebrate. That's right, gentlemen. These women are trying to threaten you with a good time. Yeah, you get to keep your money. You don't have to worry about their behavior. You don't have to accept their bad behavior. Hell, that sounds like a win. When every woman decides she's going to pull herself off the market, guess what? That's at least one man she has saved from her own psychosis. Because remember, gents, one out of four women are running around on head meds, and the other three simply haven't been diagnosed. Why are women quiet quitting dating? Now, before we get to the meat and potatoes of this, there's a whole lot of what I'm going to call bitch babble from the top to where it gets good. So I'm going to skip all of that and get to the meat and potatoes. Once again, why are women quiet quitting dating? Now, of course, when I get into this, you're going to know, especially if you look up the author, she is no doubt a man-hating feminist. And of course, she has all the required pronouns to virtue signal. Honestly, men won't like my answers. I'm prepared for the hate. I'll get my way. No. You see, ladies, you want men to hate you because hate means we still have some degree of caring. No. What you're going to get is the wall of indifference. The reason most women quit dating is that men don't seem to want to behave like decent people. Projection is all throughout this article. Everything that this woman says, of course, I'm going to counter it. However, like I said, it is nothing more than projection, gaslighting, and reverse psychology. I wish I could say it's something else. I wish I could say it's because girls chase after the wrong guys, but it's clearly systemic. No. Don't you dare try to glaze that over. Women, thank you, social media, are on camera openly admitting they like bad boys. So no, that is part of the equation. Women do like the wrong guy. I mean, look at the situation that women face in the dating scene. It's not surprising that many women are traumatized and afraid to approach men. Once again, reverse psychology. Women do not approach men. Okay? Let me back off on that one just a little bit. 98% of women will not approach a man. Even if she likes him, she will not approach him. Heck, even accepting dates is a bit scary for those of us who aren't quote-unquote done. Once again, it's all about trying to project. Oh, we're so unsafe, which I'm going to get into later. This, that, and the other. Here are four reasons why women are quiet quitting dating. Number one, dating apps suck. Gentlemen, we already know how the dating apps really work. It's no secret that women have a bad time on dating apps. Women constantly have to face crude harassment from men in the form of lewd messages and unsolicited pictures. Yeah, gents, the peen pics, yeah, don't send those. In my humble opinion, you shouldn't even be on the dating apps to begin with, because we all know it is all a farce. Contrary to popular belief, it's not as easy as, quote unquote, just be skinny and guys will hit on you. It's just bad. Romance is kind of dead. Why? Because women killed it. And that's going to go into the next reason that she points out. Getting guys to pay for a dinner date feels about as easy as pulling a cow up to a tree. Yeah, men have paid for dinner dates, only to be listed as foodie calls. Now, we know when it comes to dating apps, the overwhelming majority of women on there are on there only to get a quick dopamine rush. They're not there to actually meet a quality man. Oh, no, 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 no. It's all about them getting attention to feed their ego. We know this. We understand this. And the men who finally say, you know what, I'm done, have gotten off the dating apps. Why do you think Tinder, which is in the toilet, by the way, for memberships, instituted their quote unquote $500 VIP swindling scam? Yeah, so goes the men, so goes the dating apps. So goes the men, so goes the nightclubs. So goes the men, so goes the gym. Yeah, everywhere that men have finally said, I'm done, those places are plummeting in revenue. Number two, too many men have too little to offer. Here we go. Hypergamy, hypergamy, hypergamy. The market for a decent life partner is slim AF. Gentlemen, just my humble advice. If a woman dares call you her partner, leave her. Leave, leave, leave. We all know that the term partner is used in the alphabet community. No, you are not my partner. You are either my girlfriend, my sex friend, my jump off, my fiance, or my wife. You are not my partner. But yeah, gentlemen, I say that is extremely disrespectful for a woman to call you her partner. No, 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 no. You're going to use the proper terminology with me. I'm your boyfriend, or I'm your fiance, or I'm your husband. And most men who hit women up dangle a wedding ring like a carrot on a stick. No. However, what she ultimately said without saying is that, yes, we men are the ones who control marriage. That is something that women utterly hate. Yeah, they want to be able to control the sexual market and the marriage market. However, no, ladies, until we decide to give you a title, you have none. And ultimately, yes, we're the ones that dangle the wedding ring in front of you. However, you're the ones who dangle sex in front of us first. Some will allow themselves to live with women for decades with no commitment on their end. Women don't want that. They want a real companion. Women have to deal with men who expect sex all the time with little in terms of affection, commitment, money, or even enjoyment in return. So, her own words, it's all transactional. It's become the norm, and women are getting tired of it. They do not want to be a quote-unquote ride or die for someone who will throw them under the bus in a heartbeat. Man, the projection on this article. If a woman asks a man to pay for dinner, he might wax poetic about how she was quote-unquote hustling him for money. Quote-unquote, okay, so I guess y'all want us to put out, shut up, and leave. Nothing for us? That sounds pretty unappealing. Now here's where it gets real good. Women risk getting abused, sexually assaulted, or even offlined by partners. If this happens, the woman will be blamed for choosing the wrong guy. Oh, I have the perfect counter to this. There have been so many men who've been set up by women who were actually robbed, beaten, and offlined. At bare minimum, they were robbed and beaten. As a matter of fact, there's a story about a man who actually met a woman on a dating app. He went out with her. They went on a second date. She brought her quote-unquote uncle. And what happened? The guy was beaten, robbed, had his throat slit, and was thrown off a bridge. Yeah, come to find out, her quote-unquote uncle was her boyfriend, and they set that guy up as a mark. So yeah, miss me with the whole women are in such danger by going on simple dates. No, men are in way more danger by going on simple dates. Hell, the threat of the false allegation also hangs over a man's head when he interacts with a woman, like the sword of Damocles. So once again, miss me with the whole women are in so much danger by trying to simply date today's men. Ladies are starting to realize that most marriages are a raw deal. Yeah, they're a raw deal for men. Why? Because as men, we have to put up everything and be willing to lose everything as soon as that woman decides she's no longer happy. If a relationship does progress, women will categorically work more at home than men, despite being increasingly expected to have a job. No, once again, that is feminist propaganda. It truly is. Ladies, you're the ones who destroyed the social contract. So yeah, you want to get out there, you want to work, blah, 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 blah. You can't have it all. So what would a woman gain, from waiting through 100 entitled men who won't even pay for a coffee? Oh, wait a minute. You women say you don't like coffee dates because that is like an interview. Oh, gentlemen, this is a gold mine. A chance at the rare guy who's worth it. After a certain number of rejections, it's easy to see why women don't want to invest time in finding Mr. Right anymore. Once again, that right there is reverse psychology. Women do the rejecting of men. It does not matter if she has five perfect men who really want her, she will find a reason to reject them. Number three, bad experiences. Most women I know end up having at least two men refuse to take them on proper dates. Accidentally bringing up a fancy restaurant and suddenly they can't afford it, or worse, they lose their wallet at said venue. You know why? Once again, the foodie call. Men are tired of women saying, hey, I want to go out to this certain restaurant and I want you to pay for it. And guess what? I'm going to ghost you afterwards. Gentlemen, a humble piece of advice. If you're going to still try to engage in the dating market, do not pay for any woman you have not already slept with. If she is not already put out, do not pay for her. This whole idea of, oh, I'm going to pay for a date so I can get to know you, blah, 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 blah. Nah, that shit is in the past. Leave it there. Men laugh about putting in minimal effort to get a woman to sleep with them. No, that's something that women do. At times, women find themselves stigmatized by a quote unquote player who made sure to tell everyone they slept with them. Sometimes a handful of bad boyfriends is enough to have women say that they are done. Once again, if you have a whole lot of bad boyfriends, who's the common denominator? Who chose those boyfriends to sleep with? That's right, ladies. You're the common denominator. But once again, it's always easier to blame men for your bad choices. The nagging, poking at women, the way men pick them apart, the way women always get scolded for speaking up about the way they get treated is pretty horrible. I would say it's traumatic. Once again, gaslighting. It's men who are speaking up about the horrible treatment that they receive by today's Western woman, but yet men are told, shut up and take it. You're supposed to be the protector and provider. Hell, there was even a black woman who actually was on one of those panel shows. She said that she wished black men would go back to the old ways of provide, protect, and shut up. Yeah, hell no. When I dealt with this kind of stuff, I had a period of time when I said that I wouldn't date again. While I may have changed my mind when I met my spouse, women are totally within their right to choose to stay single out of fear of their own safety and mental health. Once again, men also have that same damn play. But men are shamed when they say, you know what, I'm done, or I want to take another option. Number four, no need for a partner. Women who want families have the opportunity to get their own child whenever they want. Yeah, right. Once again, the whole fantasy, or should I say fallacy, of IVF. A fertility clinic is just a call away. How much do you have to invest in said clinic? IVF is in no way, shape, or form cheap. It is out of the reach of the average woman. Women can have their own jobs, and also they can nurture entire social lives for themselves. Gentlemen, I find this article absolutely hilarious. Let me reiterate, the gaslighting, the projection, the reverse psychology is on full display. However, I want to share something with you guys. Whenever a woman says she is single by choice, an old high school friend of mine put a post on Facebook, and it is absolutely outstanding because it's so fucking logical. And I'm going to read it. A lot of women say that they are quote unquote single by choice. And you are 100% correct, because that man hasn't chose you. Most women don't want to approach a man, so he has to approach her. So guess what? You are being chosen if said man approaches you. You have the options, yes, but men do the choosing. You say that you don't want a man. True, you are. You don't want the man that's hitting on you or in your DMs. You got the certain guy that you want, but guess what, Sugarfoot? He hasn't chosen you, which means you are single by choice, but not your choice. That right there, gentlemen, is an epic truth bomb. So, yes, whenever a woman says she is single by choice, yes, she is single by choice. However, the true question comes into play. Whose choice? That's right. The man that you want hasn't chosen you. So, in all cases, you're right. You are single by choice. The man's choice. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the rest of the article to let you know just how much of a misandrist this woman truly is. Even though she says she's married. Any man that would marry a woman like this, you deserve the misery that comes your way. However, if she's also married to another woman, guess what? We all know that the liquor ladies have the absolute highest divorce rate. Yeah, that's something that the lamestream media is making sure to keep under wraps. I think last time I checked, it was like 70-something percent. Yeah. But once again, when you look at it, these women are saying the exact same reasons that men go through when it comes to divorce. So, is it a man problem or a woman problem in the realm of divorce? I would say it's a woman's problem. But hey, don't shoot me. I'm just the messenger. Well, I'm done. Rambled on long enough. Of course, when you read that article, let me know what you think. And for you women out there who are proclaiming that, oh, we're going to quiet quit dating just to try to, once again, reverse psychology men into trying to chase you again, you need to understand this. The power that you thought you had by dangling your hoo-ha in front of men, that is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men were still going to put up with all of your bad behavior just to get with you, that's going out right along with it. Because all of us men know there's definitely still three types of men that these women will still continue to sleep with, even though they say that they've quiet quit dating. Chad, Tyrone, and any member of bindfixers.com. Yeah, ladies, you're not fooling anybody. You still got the men you want to sleep with. And of course, you got the men who you can get a financial help from. Hey, I'm just saying, it is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM. I am out.